Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. And this is the show where we talk about the Akashic Records. We talk about all the wonderful information that you may have to ask. We talk about what you need to talk about when it comes to your life. And the Akashic Records, again, are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And tonight we're going to talk about Sandy. Yeah, Hurricane Sandy, and how it affects you, how it affects our planet, and maybe is this the beginning of some of the earth changes that are about to come forward. Again, and to reduce fear and to move into love, move into prayer, move into light, and move into your heart. So today is October 28th, 2012, and I just finished having a wonderful Level 1 Akashic Records workshop, and we are in the midst of talking about what's going on. Okay, so I want to just talk to you a moment about and answer any questions you might have. So you know that you can call in and ask any questions you might have. I heard we had somebody who called in with questions earlier, about 5 minutes ago, and if that person is listening, please call back. I'd love to talk to you. And I know that there was somebody who also called like at the end of our show last week, and we were unable to talk to that person. So if you would like to call in and talk on the air, I would love to hear from you. Our telephone number here, toll-free if you're in the United States or Canada, is 888-429-5471. Or if you are in, or if you're in another country and you want to dial in direct, call where our country code is 011, and it's 530-513-6472. So let's talk about Sandy. Sandy the hurricane. So what does this mean for our planet? What does this mean for the people who are going to be involved? Well, first of all, oh, here we have a caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hi. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. My name is Donna. Who is this?
My name is Sandra.
Oh, hi, Sandra. I just said we're going to talk about Sandy, and I guess we really are. and what part of the world are you calling from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Okie dokie. Oh, did you just send me an email?
I did.
Okay. Okay, great. And people can email questions while I'm on the phone with somebody else if they want to. So, Sandra, have you ever listened to the program before?
I haven't listened to the program. I watched your DVD.
You watched my DVD?
Yeah, you have a DVD that came out a couple of years ago. I watched that, and that's what brought me to, I saw the website on there and brought me to the radio station, so kind of led to another.
Oh, that's great. That DVD is of me speaking at one of the expos. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. How did you get a hold of it? I'm curious.
I checked it out at the library, actually.
That's great. All right. Well, that's cool. That is so cool. Okay. All right.
There's a reason for it.
Say again.
I said there's probably a reason for it.
There sure is. Well, I mean, I appreciate it. No, I'm, you know, it never ceases to amaze me how the masters, teachers, and loved ones connect us. So I am so glad to talk to you. So what can we do for you tonight, Sandra?
Well, Okay. I'm wondering, what is blocking me from figuring out my career path?
Okay. So what are you doing now?
Well, I was a case manager. I've actually done a different things. I've been in retail management, case management, technical documentation, kind of a variety of things. And a house cleaning business, pet sitting business, so kind of all over.
What do you really want to do?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I mean, I've been trying to figure that out for a while. I mean, I know certain things about me that, I prefer to either be my own boss or, not really work for a corporation. I'm very responsible. I'm a go-getter. It's just a matter of finding the right thing to do, and then I'm excited to go to work every day and obviously make, a decent living.
Sure. But there's a creative part of you that wants to come out. What's that creative part?
Well, I'm not artistic in the point of, say, artwork, but maybe speaking or coming across to people. I have ideas. I think my biggest creativity are just ideas that I get all the time.
Uh-huh.
About different subjects. It doesn't have to be, even like with my last job, I had different ideas to help improve things. And so I always find ways of either efficiency or improvement or whatever the case may be. Or even, not even just work, just kind of everywhere.
Yeah, but there's, the idea here, though, is that there is a, I don't know where this is coming from, and the records will never tell you what to do, but what's your relationship? They won't tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. What is your relationship with photography?
Photography?
Yeah.
I've never been a big photographer at all.
Well, the reason I ask that is because that's what I heard, and I don't know. Have you ever tried it? Do you know the ins and outs of it? What are they telling
no,
you?
No, not really at all. Actually,
you're not even curious. You know.
Well, I mean, I have a digital camera. Before that, I had a regular camera with film, and I probably didn't shoot more than 5 rolls of film on it for quite a while, and it's never really. That didn't seem to be a bit, very appealing to me, or I just I didn't take it as many pictures as like other people might take.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about taking pictures of people. We're talking about taking pictures of the earth. We're talking about taking pictures of nature. Yeah,
I
don't know what that means.
Nature.
Say again?
I said I do appreciate nature. I love being in nature.
Right, well, there's something about... there's something about stirring things up, almost taking pictures of things that people wouldn't normally see. They're also talking about you, if you focus, have the ability to see, like, little plant divas. I know this is like, I called this lady, and she was supposed to tell me my life's path, and here she's talking about me seeing fairies. oh, my God, Thank God it isn't fair, This is just a free radio reading. We're okay. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's coming forward that you see things that people normally don't see. But the fact that you don't realize you see them is even more interesting. It's like there's stuff that shows up for you that is in the blink of an eye, and you discount it. What is this about? Are you aware of this? Or you're not even aware of this?
is this definitely in photography, or is it using my intuition?
No, it's your intuition. It's about the way you walk through life. It's like you see stuff differently than other people.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That is true.
You know, I mean, almost it's almost like you walk through life and and you have to kind of cover your mouth because you're laughing at people all the time. You know, it's almost like you're the irony of life doesn't escape you. I don't know what that means. I'm just telling you, you know, you have to understand, Sandy, that I show up and do what I'm told, it, you know, and half the time I really don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just, I know that I'm not, stand-up comedian is something I've always wanted to be, but the idea here is that you have a unique talent. Again, they're really, they're being very serious and they're not happy that I'm making fun, but the idea here is that you see things differently. And how you're going to make a living with that is not, I'm just trying to tell you that, or confirm for you, that you have unique talents that you haven't even tapped yet. So
okay.
That's why
and
they're
I
asking
I agree with you there.
Okay. And they're asking you to really move into your heart and not try to put yourself in anybody else's box. Truly to think outside of the box and find out and look for where the holes in humanity are and what they need that you could provide.
Okay.
So that being said, what's the first thing that hits your head? Make it up. Doesn't have to be true. Doesn't even have to be relevant. But what's the first thing that you think of when I said that to you?
I mean, well, it kind of brought me to, like, the case management part because I help people. You know, I want people to, it's probably coming down to helping people with improving their lives in some way, but I don't know exactly how.
Okay. So you want to, okay, so let's make this up. It doesn't, again, get out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, imagine a box, step out of it. And when you're thinking out of the box and you could just help people, in what way would you want to help people improve their lives? You know, that's a vague statement. You've got to get more specific, Sandy.
Right. I mean, the one thing I am good at is counseling people. I'm a psych major, so it kind of comes natural to me to help people in the counseling aspect. But I didn't want to do that because, like, full time, or even become a psychologist, psychiatrist, because I didn't want to listen to people's problems like all day long. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that can get depressing if you actually think you can. In other words, like, the reason why that's depressing is because there are times where you really want to help them and they don't want help. And that's probably more depressing than anything else, is when you're trying to counsel somebody who doesn't really want the help. They're just kind of going through the motions.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And so your patience gets very thin about that time.
Right.
Yeah, I can hear you saying, look, I'm trying to help you. Shape up.
Well, yeah, I mean, for me, it's like I don't want to waste my time because my time I consider it valuable and I give good advice or, you know, I mean, I have helpful insight.
Right. And so, but the question that's being posed is if, in fact, you want to help people and if, in fact, you want mm-hmm. to give people advice, what difference does it make to you if they take it or not?
Well, part of it, actually a lot of it, comes back to if I can't help them, or, you know, then why do it? You know, I mean, you also have to feel good about what you're doing and that you're helping people, and it's like people aren't wanting to help them. It's like, yeah, I feel like I'm wasting my time with them.
Well, but the reality is it's not everybody's like that. There's only, the majority of people really want to be helped. But
yes,
it's almost like you're allowing the few to discolor the many.
Right.
And so what they're suggesting is that you allow yourself the luxury, if you will, of, and this is going to sound very cold, but there's what they're telling me, of not caring whether they listen or not. Because you can't control what they do with your information anyway, even if you think they're listening.
That's true.
They quite frankly could tell you anything you want to hear.
Right. Yes.
So the reality is if sharing your information is important to you and you don't want to listen to people's problems, then the only thing left for you to do is write a book.
Well, I edited my mom's, but I didn't write it. Here's the one thing about me is I get bored easily. Like, my mind works very quickly,
uh-huh.
and I like to have either a lot of projects or have my hand in a lot of things. And, like, if I'm at work, I don't want to do just one thing. I want to run it and do everything else because, I like being more well-rounded that way. And it keeps me interested that I'm not doing just the same thing over and over.
Well, I understand that. So what I'm, you called, you said, I need some help with my career. So
yes.
they're trying to tell you stuff.
Right.
Okay, so what they're saying is that the issue is if you can't sit still and you have an issue about whether people listen to you or not, then what needs to happen is for you to write down your wisdom in a book, sell the book, and then you won't have to worry about whether or not people take you up on it because you won't have direct contact with it. But it will still give you the fulfillment of helping people.
Right. Okay. I mean, I can write a book, but, I mean, obviously it will have to be successful to pay the bills, but what do you do in the meantime? Or what do I do in the meantime?
The idea here is that's why they have things called advances. But there's some clarity that it's almost like, what's going on here? I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the master's teachers. Love them. See, it really has more to do with you, again, finding your joy. And the joy that you have to find is what's going to fulfill you. It's not even like something that somebody can tell you to do, because no matter what they tell you to do, it's almost not going to be enough. Do you see that?
Yes.
So what brings you the most joy, Sandra?
What brings me the most joy?
Yes.
It still comes down to just helping people in general.
Yeah, well, that's in general. We want you to be more specific. Because, unfortunately, I want you to think about this. When you're asking a question of the Akashic Records, you have to consider that the Akashic Records are like a divine Google, like a divine search engine. So imagine what would happen if you just put in helping people into Google.
Well, you'll come up with millions of hits.
Let's get more specific.
What brings me the most joy?
Correct. And it doesn't have to be helping people. It can be anything. What brings you the most joy? Because obviously it's not helping people, because what happens is if people don't listen to you, that's not real joyful for you.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah.
I mean, based on your words, that's exactly what happened.
Right. I mean, not with every person, obviously, but I mean, it's probably and it could be just because of the career, they're in there because they kind of have to be, and you can't help all of them, or they don't want to necessarily be all be helped or need your or want your help, that kind of thing.
Or maybe they just want they want the help the way they want it, but they don't really want to hear the truth.
Yes, that's very possible.
So to avoid that with our conversation, the master's teachers and loved ones are just still pulling you back to what brings you the most joy to do.
I don't know about the most joy. I mean, there are lots of things that do bring me joy. Like, right now I'm injured, but, I'm very athletic, so I play a lot of sports, and I enjoy, my teammates and, of course, playing in general. And when you are totally in tune with, like, your body and playing whatever sport it is, that's exciting to me, even though, I'm not going to make a career at that. But, again, going back to helping people, and whether it could be a book, it could be talking to them. I pet sit, so I enjoy being around animals. I enjoy being in nature.
Okay.
Friends. Having fun with my friends, having a great laugh.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay. These days my joy is a bit down, so it's a little bit tougher. Traveling, I guess, with sometimes by myself, but I like to travel with other people too to see newness, something new or a different environment. And at the same time, I do like to spend a fair amount of time by myself because it's peaceful for me. Good movies, good music, those, those make me happy or can put me in a good mood. Flying, actually.
Flying?
Well, yeah, okay, once you get
through the game, flying in an airplane?
Yeah, I think it's more the freedom kind of thing and going to somewhere new or just for a different environment. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
As far as like a pilot's license, are you speaking more of getting like a pilot's license?
I didn't say anything about it. I just was trying to define what you were saying.
Okay. Okay. No, it's more like traveling instead of going to a new destination or just to break the monotony of where I'm at kind of thing.
Okay.
I like full, and usually that's for pleasure typically. I'm sure there are other things. I didn't think I'd be this much on the spot.
Okay, here's a recommendation. We want you to take and everybody else out there that's struggling with a career choice here. We want you to take a nice deep breath, close your eyes, and put your hand over your heart, and allow a picture to come into your mind of what would give you joy. What would it look like if you were working in your right livelihood? Just allow it for a moment.
The biggest thing that comes to mind is freedom. I have to have a lot of freedom.
And what does freedom mean to you? Define it.
Freedom is, say, whether I'm working in my own business or for somebody else, is being able to, I wouldn't say come and go necessarily, because the thing is I'm actually a very hard worker, and so I'll make sure things are always done, but I don't want someone telling me when I have to do something, if it doesn't have to be done at a specific time kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
I like just freedom of coming and going when I want to, and that could be traveling also. I'm big that, freedom's huge for me. It's
mm-hmm.
just in a lot of ways, just to be able to come and go when I want to.
And what's interesting about having your own business is that
mm-hmm.
you can only do that to a certain extent.
You mean the freedom part of it, or
having come and
your
go
own
the way you want? The reason why that's, unless, of course, you have a business that you've set up and somebody else is running it for you.
Mm-hmm.
the reason this is important for you to understand is most people think, if only if I owned my own business, I could come and go the way I please. I wouldn't have to answer to anyone, and I wouldn't have to worry about it. And the reality of that is that you never work harder than when you work for yourself. And depending on the type of business you have, now if you have an internet business and you carry your laptop around with you, you certainly can come and go the way you want, except you're going to have to be connected to the internet somehow to get those, you know, to at least to download the information. But the reality is, and yes, you can work in your at 1 o'clock in the morning in your pajamas. Not, that's true. But the if depending on what kind of job you have, your responsibilities actually increase when you work your own business.
I know that. I've had my own business before. So, I mean, and it's true by the time I get it up and running, though, then I do have, I'm able to leave. I have confidence in my ability to train them to do a good job, and I can leave when I want to, though. That's the
other
thing.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
And so, so now, I have done that.
Okay, so now if you're going to have your own business, what kind of business do you want?
Well, this thing, like, I would go do it. Whatever it is, if I had some inspiration or knew what I wanted to do, I would just go do it. That's not a problem for me. I'm a go-getter in that way, but I'm so stuck of what I want to do.
And that's because you're trying to be perfect in everything that you do.
Yes. I have a little bit of a perfectionism thing.
Yes. We understand that. And so the reality is... That'll get you every time, you know.
Yes, I'm realizing that.
Uh-huh. The piece here is because no matter what it is you think about, you're always going to come up with something that's wrong with it, so then you don't even try it. Or you think about trying it, and then the more you think about it, the more you realize it's going to entrap you, it's not really going to free you, and then you don't want to try it. And then you think about something else, and the same thing happens, and it becomes a cycle. And this way you never try anything because you always think of the negatives rather than the joy.
Yes, I would have to definitely agree with you to an extent on that, yeah.
Based on our conversation, that would be true. So you have to look at this. You have to look at what are you willing to give up? What part of my perfectionism am I willing to give up to at least attempt being joyful? That's the question. You have to answer it right now. But that's the question you have to start asking yourself. Because until you start asking yourself, you're going to be yes-butting yourself to forever. And nothing's ever going to be good enough.
Right. I understand that.
So you have to, and really you have to decide that. Because no matter what you choose, it's never going to be perfect.
Yes. That's true. I mean, and that goes for anything for that matter.
Say again? Sorry.
That goes for anything, for that matter.
Well, of course. So the idea here is that, but we also have to be able to lean into and realize and accept that everything is perfect in its imperfection. Because everything we do creates an experience that we can draw from.
Yes.
And that.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, and so drawing from that experience is very valuable because it teaches us, if nothing else, what we don't want to do next time.
Yes. And, yeah, I've kind of been through a lot of things that, you know, I mean, like I said, the thing, too, is I do get bored easily. So I like to have my hand in different things, and as far as if it's a job or whatever, and within the job, and then maybe I'll just have to create more outside of the job.
Yeah.
Different things to keep me, you know, in
different directions. Well, the reality is until you get your own business up and running, it would be recommended that you have a part-time job so that you could just make yourself feel, well, to help you earn a living while you're dabbling in what you truly want to do.
Right.
I mean, if it's going to take time to build. But you never want to give up.
No.
But here's the deal. You never want to say, I have to make a living over here so I can do what I love. Because that's like telling the universe you don't have faith in doing what you love is going to bring you the money that you need. So you have to set it up from an intention point of view in a different way.
Right. I understand that.
So the reality is that you have to, when you set it up, you have to actually tell yourself, I'm going to do this for this long because I need to be able to create a foundation for my new business.
Well, what if, whether I have my own business or like a partnership or that kind of thing, I mean, can you not put out to the universe that you bring, obviously, if the universe knows the things you want and the things you've done in the past, and that can go for, obviously, past lifetimes, can't you put out your intention without specifics? And the universe should know that? Or at least bring you options?
No, because the universe will not impose on your consciousness.
Well, no, but I mean, if you're asking for help, say I'm asking for help to, you know, help bring me or the right rendezvous with person of that will, you know, help pique my creative interest, earn a good living, allow freedom, being able to help people in some way. It doesn't necessarily have to be like counseling or whatever. It could be in another way. This has to be something that I like doing and having some variety. Variety is big, you know, whatever I end up doing. You know, I don't want to do just like one thing day after day. So like if it were project after project after project, say, within whatever business or unless it's, you know, for a company, that way it keeps things fresh because it's always something new, even though, you know, it might be, it would be a little bit different each time. So say you had different clients or that kind of thing.
So as you're talking, what kind of business would that be?
I don't know. I mean, here's one thing I do know, or I believe I know.
All right.
If the right idea were presented to me, I think I would, my intuition or my gut instinct would know it, and I'd jump on it. But
right.
I don't know if I've actually opened myself up enough to allow those possibilities to come in. Because I know the universe can deliver whatever, but, you know, for me not knowing specific details, but knowing more general things, then the universe should be able to pop, you know, a lot of ideas or people, whatever, to me.
But you have to understand that the way things work is that there are many probabilities and possibilities in the universe. And so the idea of you visioning, if nothing else, you have to get very clear about how you want your life to look and feel. Even if it's not with the right business. But you have to get the right, you have to begin to literally write down and create a vision of how you want your life to look and feel.
Okay.
And
so it's more general.
Well, it's not as general as you think. The specifics are how you want it to feel, what you want your environment to look like, what areas, in other words, like where you want, let's say, your office or your place of business to be located in the general vicinity, the type of people you want to work with. So let's say you want to work with creative people. You want to have a corner office with palm trees. You know, the idea here is you have to start visioning at least something for somebody to work with, for the universe to work with.
You're right, and I'm getting that right now. You know,
as we're talking.
Yeah, I mean, it's resonating. You're right. I do need, it's to bring it up to how I want to feel or how, you know, my environment. Those were good ideas, and that helps. That is food for thought for me. So I get it.
Okay. And so that, but you need to write it down, and you need to take a look at it every day and vision it. Literally sit and allow yourself to absorb and feel those feelings at least for 2 minutes every day.
Okay.
And
I can do that.
It doesn't mean you can't tweak it. Nothing wrong with tweaking
right.
it. You know, and saying, oh, yeah, you know what? I want this, too. Oh, and I want that in there. Oh, I forgot to write, and I got to write that down. So allow yourself to freeform what you want and allow yourself
okay.
to look at it every day and feel
okay.
The way we manifest is through feeling.
Yes.
So you have to feel it first that you want the perfect, you want the perfect right livelihood for yourself.
Right.
That will make you happy,
no,
help the world, and be able to give you enough creative stimulation so that you will always feel fulfilled.
Right. I get it. I got
yep.
it.
Good. Is it helpful?
It was. I needed to hear that.
Yeah. And so, I want you to keep in touch and let us know how's that going for you. Okay.
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
Okay, and you live in Phoenix, right?
Yes.
Well, and you asked me in your email, and when's the next time I'm going to come to Phoenix, right?
Right.
When you vision it.
Got it.
So if you want me to come to Phoenix, I'd love to come to Phoenix. I have a friend who lives in Mesa. I haven't seen her for a
oh,
few
okay.
years. I'd love to come to Phoenix. So, you know, I go where I'm called, either for a lecture or workshop or whatever. So if you know enough people in Phoenix that would like to know and learn what I have to offer, I would love to come.
Okay.
Okay?
I got it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was really helpful. I need to hear that.
Yeah, and you know, notice it was a process getting there.
It was.
Yeah. So, but it was worth the journey, now, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, I have. I'm feeling better, and I feel much more hopeful right now.
Well, you sound a lot more hopeful, and I have full faith that you can accomplish whatever it is you set out to do.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra, so much for calling.
Okay.
And please call again.
Okay, I'll do that.
And tell your friends.
Okay, I will.
Okay. All right. You have a good evening.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, isn't that interesting, ladies and gentlemen? I have this DVD that was, there must be a few of them out there, because I have a DVD that was actually recorded at the Universal Light Expo. I think it might be either 2009 or 2010. And I just got one from the guy who recorded me in 2011, but I don't know if that's in libraries, but I know that I have copies that I'm selling for $20 a piece. And then he also just did a DVD at the Universal Light Expo for 2012, and that was about ascension. And we talked about the master teachers and loved ones brought forth a message for intention. Ascension, rather. So what's interesting is the DVDs are me speaking, explaining about the Akashic Records, and then taking questions from the audience. That's what those DVDs are about. And as I mentioned, I think, last week, I also have my CDs that were created. One is on forgiveness, and it has four tracks on it, and the last track on it is an energy shift meditation to assist you in forgiving not only yourself but other people. And then there's another one called The Wisdom Place. And The Wisdom Place is all about how is all this is brought forward from the Akashic Records. Went into the studio and did these professionally. And it's called The Wisdom Place, and it's all about meeting your guidance and working with your own guidance. And then there's a start your day meditation on that one called The Wisdom Place. There's 5 tracks on that one. So, and then naturally there's the Remembering Your Magnificence. So all of those are available, by the way. They're $18 each, or their special holiday special is the 3 of them for $30. And the shipping and handling is $6. Oh, actually, it's $6 to get it out to you in a couple days. And if that's of interest to you, email me, and we can set up a PayPal, or you can send me a check. And you can give those gifts for the holidays. The Remembering Your Magnificence is wonderful for women who are pregnant. It's great for kids. It's great if you are an adult doing some inner child work. It's great. But it's great just to listen to help you remember home. So those are what I have. And again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And I'll get those right out to you. Okay, so again, we want to thank Sandra for calling, and we welcome your comments. And I got an email from Debbie from Vancouver, and she said, "I think you really touched a large number of people with your advice to Sandra tonight. Please send your greatest love, healing, and protection to all of us in the direct path of Hurricane Sandy." Thank you. Absolutely. And that's one of the things we wanted to talk about also is Hurricane Sandy. And we wanted to talk to you all about that. The best way to explain Hurricane Sandy is that this is like the test. You know how they used to do not air raids, but they do tests on the on the radio or television. They'll like this big beep number with sound will come up, and they'll say, "This is test. This is not only a test. Go to this channel if you know for whatever." However, what's important to understand about Hurricane Sandy is that this is it's a test. It's a warning. It's putting the world, as well as the other hurricanes and things that have happened in other countries. But in the United States, again, it's putting us on notice that we need to be prepared for situations like this. So for all those people out there who have been poo-pooing and saying, "Oh, well, you know, it'll never happen to me. I'm in the middle of the United States." Well, you know, you don't know what's going to happen to you. The reality is that when electricity goes out, there's a lot of people that will be affected. So when you see a cooler for $30, and if you got the 30 bucks, buy the cooler. Yeah, every time you go to the grocery store, buy a jug of water, okay, or two. You want to stock up on dry milk. Dry milk's an important thing to have in the house. Peanut butter is another one, okay. Certain canned goods are really important, something that you can eat that you don't have to warm up. Tuna, you know, chicken, if you're things that you can easily access that won't take a lot of refrigeration, that will sustain you. So you want to think in those lines, and again, we're not spouting doom and gloom. We're still talking about the fact that you have to open your heart to love. But please understand, people, please, 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 that the more you open up your heart to love, the more that love energy then goes into the earth, and the more energy of love that the earth holds and is receiving, the more we can neutralize any of these disasters, as they call them. So right now, everyone who's listening, I want you to just close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, and I want from your heart. I want your heart to emanate light. Allow your allow your whole beingness and all your light to come through your body, up through the earth, out through your heart, and allow that light to go wherever it's needed. Allow that light to expand you, and allow that light with your loving intention to expand those who need it, to the earth who needs it, to whoever it is that will catch on to your light. This is not about you connecting with that person. This is about allowing that light to emanate out for no other reason than to touch someone with love and light. During the day, so just take a moment and just allow that light to go out there. Allow love, light, peacefulness, healing. And this is not about getting anything in return. This is only about sending light to the planet and sending light to Hurricane Sandy so Hurricane Sandy can be filled with light and love. I hope that helps. I know it's going to help somebody somewhere. The other way, on a daily basis, what you want to remember is you want to be able to work and send light, have the light emanate from your heart, go up through your crown chakra to your higher self, and allow your higher self to move forward and take that light to wherever it needs to go. You can send light to people you know that way, with no strings. You don't want heartstrings attached to the light and love that you send. You want to send it freely without strings. So I want to also share with you that anybody who is in the path of Sandy, so those different cities and even the outlying cities, send the light to the animals. Send the light to the birds. Send the light to the trees that are going to give up their lives and be uprooted during the storm. Bless them. And tomorrow morning, when you wake up, be grateful for where you slept. Move into the light of gratefulness and say, thank you, God. Thank you, Divine. Thank you, Universe. Thank you, Source, for allowing me to be in a place that is safe and loving. Place that I have created with, in partnership with the Divine. We send light and love to all those who are stranded and can't fly home. We send light and love to all those employees and emergency workers that are trying to help make people more comfortable. And it's in this peaceful, loving request for protection that we partner with the divine so that our experiences are peaceful and harmonious, even in the eye of a storm. You know, it's really important that you move into your lovingness. Because we can abate this. And the question that Debbie just asked is, does a hurricane have a consciousness? Does a hurricane have consciousness? What is the interesting thing, what I'm hearing, it's not so much that the actual quote-unquote hurricane has consciousness, as that the hurricane picks up the consciousness from where it travels. It's the energy, the thought energy that comes from the people that we're on the path of where that hurricane or tornado is. And so that's why the masters, teachers, and loved ones are telling you to move into a place of peace, to move into a place of love, to move into a place of gratitude. And send that light and love to the energy of that hurricane, so that you can assist. If you have enough, we have enough folks doing that, it can neutralize things. We have that ability. Clearly, and if enough people are praying around the world for one thing or another, things shift. Things shift. You shift. The more you bring love into your heart, the more you bring acceptance into your heart, the more you bring gratitude into your heart, you shift. And as you shift, those around you shift. They can't help it because they are seeing you in a different way. You are vibrating at a different rate. Your frequency is different. Your attitude is different. The way you approach things is different. The need for perfection gets neutralized, not eliminated, but calmed down so that you have the ability to be patient with yourself and others. By the way, if you would like to find out where you can get that DVD, email me, and I have the name of the gentleman who has them, and I'm sure he'll be happy to let us know where that or what libraries the DVD is out in. I can give you the address or the information, and you can ask your library even to order it if you feel that's helpful. I think they're relatively inexpensive. I think they're only like $20 for the DVD. It's a 45-minute, almost an hour talk. But it's time for us all to move into our light and love and to send as much light and love as we can as that hurricane does hit tonight. We really want to be able to give the most we can to our brothers and sisters who are in those areas. And so where is the Sandy threat? It's what the we have to look at, that it's in Cape Hatteras, really near Charleston, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., Pittsburgh, all right, parts of Ohio. In fact, parts of Ohio they're showing at parts of Ohio where I live, New York, Syracuse, Burlington, Boston, and even Bangor, Maine. These are the alert areas that we have to be aware of. So I also am a part of this hurricane. So please know. And I appreciate anyone who is the caring to send, in New York City, naturally, and New England. So any blessings that you can send my way, as well as all the areas that I just mentioned, allow yourself to be a part of the solution. Allow yourself to be a part of the area of which you so deeply want to experience. And with that, we're going to close the show. We're going to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for caring. Keep dry, keep safe, and keep that love in your heart. For you are truly perfect in your imperfection. Embrace it, for you are the most beautiful human being there is. And it's time to get that mirror out and tell you that you love you. And so I'm going to close the Akashic Records show. We want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the Akashic Records for the Akashic Wisdom Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Thank you, everyone. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.